Welcome to When Heaven Speaks with Pastor Zach. Happy Tuesday to each of you. I pray that you're well. Again, you're listening to a podcast called When Heaven Speaks, the podcast where the volume of the world gets silenced and the voice of God gets amplified. It's Tuesday and heaven is still speaking. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we quiet our hearts before you today in a world that often overwhelms and wears us down. We come to sit at your feet, where peace flows, where love heals, and where truth speaks louder than our fears. Thank you for being God who doesn't ignore our pain, but meets us in the middle of it. As we open this time together, breathe upon us. We welcome your spirit to speak clearly, speak prophetically, and speak personally. Let every listener feel seen, heard, and loved. Touch the place we try to hide. Breathe on our minds today. Silence the lies of the enemy and release clarity, strength, and hope. Lord, let your voice be louder than even our every anxious thought, every hidden fear, every inner battle. We declare that this is sacred space and that this episode is a divine encounter and a divine appointment. Speak, Lord. Your sons and daughters are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's topic, as we continue to focus on mental health awareness, we're going to talk about today breaking the silence. God hears your cry. Psalms 34:17 says, "Yet when holy lovers of God cry out to him with all their hearts, the Lord will hear them and come to rescue them from all their troubles." God says, when you cry out from your heart, he hears you and he's coming to rescue you. Some of you this morning have cried out, and God hears you and he sees you, and he's going to rescue you from all your trouble. Point one here: silence can be deafening, but God is listening. You see, in Luke 8, verse 43 through 48, there was a woman who had an issue of blood who suffered 12, the Bible says, long years. And she spent her money going from doctor to doctor, and no one could resolve her issue. She was in pain. Prolonged silence in our struggles can feel isolating, but God is always attuned to our unspoken pains. Breaking the silence through prayer or confiding even in trusted individuals can be the first step towards this. This woman was determined to take her first step, and she heard that Jesus was passing by. And she said within herself, she talked to herself. Breaking the silence, sometimes you have to begin to talk out loud. And she said, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I can be made whole." She thought it. She went in that direction. Some of you today, you're just one thought away of going into the direction you're supposed to go into. This is your tipping point. This is your fork in the road. And even when words fails us, our tears speaks volume to God. So point two is this: even when your words fail, your tears are liquid prayers. Sometimes all you can do is cry. You don't have the words to say. In the Bible, there was a man by the name of King Hezekiah. Hezekiah, the king, wept bitterly before God, and God responded to his tears and healed him. You can find that in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Even when your words can't articulate how you're feeling, I sense you today as you listen to this podcast. God says, "Your tears will speak volume to me. I hear your tears. They are liquid prayers. Every tear shed in pain is seen by God. They are not signs of weakness, but a deep, heartfelt communication with our Divine Father." And in acknowledging your pain, we open the door for divine intervention. Point three is this: vulnerability invites victory. Again, I say to you, vulnerability invites victory. David, the king, David honestly David honest laments in Psalms, throughout the Psalms, he often led profound encounters with God. You can read several Psalms and see how he was just real with God. He was very vulnerable with him. He even said to God, "Created me a clean heart, O God, and renew in me the right spirit. Take not your joy away from me." See, being vulnerable before God and others can lead us to the greatest breakthroughs. It's in our openness that God meets us most intimately. God wants you to be open today. He wants you to say, "Here am I, God. It's me. It's me, O Lord." Matter of fact, say that with me. Say that after me. "It's me. It's me, O Lord. And I'm standing in the need of prayer." I want you to declare that every silent cry you uttered is heard by heaven. God is responding with comfort, healing, and restoration. Your vulnerability is ushering you into victory. I just felt right now victory being released to somebody. I just felt that as you have opened up yourself and say, "Hey, God, I can't handle this. I can't do this. But with you, God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I need some strength today, God." Your challenge today: take a moment in your journal to write, journalize your deepest feelings. I don't want you to hold back. Then present them to God in prayer, trusting that He hears and cares. God hears and cares, my brothers and sisters. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you again, God, for being the God who hears even our silent tears, our cries. We bring our unspoken points to you, trusting in your compassion and love. Fill our hearts today, God. Restore our joy and remind us that we are never alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to When Heaven Speaks. Remember, your voice matters to God. See you tomorrow. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May God make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Until tomorrow.